2017 was the first time in nearly two decades that incidents of harassment toward LGBT students did not improve. That's according to the educational organization GLSEN, who conducts a national school survey on treatment of LGBTQ youth. One indicator of a safe school is the existence of a strong GSA, or Gender Sexuality Alliance. 90.5 WESA's Katie Blackley visits area GSAs to see how the group's roles have evolved.
Lucas Pater is eyeing a table filled with sweets while his mom Dina looks on.
Great, there's chocolate.
12-year-old Lucas and his mom are at a potluck held monthly by the Washington County GSA. The room is packed with people who identify across the LGBTQ spectrum. This diverse display of gender expression is exactly what appealed to the Paters about this group.
It's nice to have a place where I can be myself, because I like just came out of school and so not everyone is caught on. And it's nice to be at a place where they've only known you as who you really are and like there's no mess ups.
By mess ups, Lucas means being misgendered or having someone use his old name. Lucas is transgender, and negative interactions like that can cause significant harm. His middle school doesn't have a GSA, so his mother brought him here to meet people who have had similar experiences.
I know everybody here is going to be accepting and loving and just accept him for who he is, and there's not going to be any kind of social awkwardness for him.
According to research by the advocacy group GLSEN, because Lucas is involved with the GSA, he's more likely to have a sense of belonging in his community, perform well in school, and have higher self-esteem. But Lucas is growing up in a notable time, according to GLSEN Senior Research Associate Nian Truong.
Unfortunately, in the 2017 National School Climate Survey report, we found an increase in negative transgender remarks, as well as increase in verbal harassment regarding gender expression.
These incidents had been declining since GLSEN started surveying students 20 years ago. Truong says the new findings might be due to an increase in public discourse about trans and gender nonconforming students. Brashear High School senior Avery Steck says in her case, more discussion led to positive changes. Steck is also transgender and says during her time at Brashear, she's become the GSA mom, who younger students turn to for advice and support. Plus, when she was a freshman, she advocated for Pittsburgh Public Schools' transgender student policy. Previously, the district had no guidelines for students who asked to use the restrooms that aligned with their gender identity instead of their sex assigned at birth.
Use the proper restroom, use our name and pronouns, have it changed in the system, addressing confidentiality and who can and can't discuss our trans status.
More school districts throughout Western Pennsylvania are beginning to adopt policies like this. Brashear GSA advisor Devin Brown says this is a good step, but it's only effective if the school's culture supports it. Brown says since his school's group began, it's become more visible.
It went from like 9 years ago, kids trying to quietly join the GSA, to now like a kid will holler in the cafeteria to me like, yo, Mr. Brown, how do I join the GSA?
The conversations students have during GSA events and meetings have also changed since such organizations first formed in the late 1980s. Members have always fought against homophobia and transphobia, but they've also focused on policy issues like the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell and the legalization of same-sex marriage. Brown says now, students talk about the treatment of transgender members of the military and non-discrimination policies.
What's happening in our society is really reflects the kind of issues that our students are talking about in schools.
After all, these students are thinking about their futures. The majority of Western Pennsylvania counties don't protect LGBTQ people against discrimination. So if these young people enter the workforce openly gay, they could be fired. For now, GSAs are still a safe place for them to practice advocacy, navigate their sexuality, and, of course, make friends. I'm Katie Blackley, 90.5 WESA News.